Okay, everybody, it's 7:30. We'll do a meditation and then we'll have satsang. Om Tat Sat. When I have an imagination of, for instance, a meadow in the forest with maybe myself walking through the forest with friends, with animals and birds and living beings floating around. I see the sun and maybe some whiffs of clouds and I feel the cool air. It is easy for me to recognize myself as the Ishvara, the very self of the entire imagination, the self of all of the beings, the self of the sun and the clouds and the trees and the animals. And it's easy for me to recognize that imagination as mithya. Means the imagination comes from me, is sustained by me, and resolves into me. I recognize myself as the adhishtana, the truth of the imagination, the one upon whom the imagination is completely dependent. Because of me, the imagination is known. Because of me, because of my being, the imagination has being. The imagination borrows as though my isness, my being. I am the conscious being, which is the adhishtana of the imagination. The imagination, in this case of the forest, takes place in my mind. It is a vritti. It is a thought modification of my mind. That fact is within my knowledge. I have that knowledge. I have jnana nishtha, clarity of knowledge. That easily differentiates my being from the imagination. As I imagine the meadow, the pervasiveness of my being is aparoksha. Aparoksha means it is a direct recognition. Direct, immediate recognition. Sensory perceptions are also vrittis. They are thought modifications. When I have a perception of, say, the room in which I'm sitting, experiencing that room via the thought modification. Then I have an imagination of the meadow. There is no what we call Dehatma Buddhi, where I'm identified with my body as me. I have no problem recognizing the entire meadow as being in me. A perception is also a thought modification, which I illumine. It is also in me. I am also pervasive to that thought modification. If you can notice your freedom or your pervasiveness in reference to the imagined meadow, your relationship to the vritti, the perception, is no different. Whether I'm experiencing an imagination or a dream or a daydream or a thought or a perception, all of them are equally vrittis. All of them equally enjoy my being. Let's just take a few moments, let yourself have an imagination. Daydream of yourself walking in a setting such as a meadow or a forest or on the beach or in the town. And notice the differentiation. You can differentiate your own presence from the imagination that you're having. You can differentiate that me from the imagination and every part of it. You can recognize that all of it enjoys me, but I am, all of it is dependent on me, but I am free from it. Because there's no, you have no ajnanam in a sense, no identification with any particular part of the imagination. See if you can notice yourself, your own presence, as you have an imagination of a forest or whatever you choose to have. Let yourself go back and forth between the imagination and your own presence. Gently shifting the focus to your own being, to your own presence. Now through your sense of touch and your sense of hearing, as you're sitting with your eyes closed in meditation, see if you can notice the same pervasiveness of your being in reference to the vritti brought about by your sensory perception. Your subjective, imaginal experiences are not different from your perceptual experiences of the world in relation to yourself. Both are vrittis, the imaginal vritti and the perceptual vritti. In fact, any thought, any experience, has an identical relationship with yourself. In reference to yourself, one is not more or less real than the other. one is not more or less pervasive than the other in reference to your being, me, being the Adhishtana. Adhishtana means being the very self, the very truth upon which the perception, the vritti, depends. Mithya depends. What makes the vritti mithya is it depends upon me. I am its Adhishtana. I am its truth. I am what is actually here as its substance, as its being, as its light, as its knownness. Differentiating myself from the dream or the imagination makes it easy to differentiate myself from the waking state, from my sensory perceptions, which include the perceptions of this body and mind, body and world. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Om Tat Sat.